And it's uncovered not only an extension on Ranger, but these interesting anomalies that run northeast, southwest along the trend. And they're just on the other side of the lake at Ranger.
Jordan Black, Ramp Metals. Good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on again, Andy.
No, you're very welcome. So look, talk to me about what's going on today. You had some news that just hit.
Yeah, so as your viewers know, we've been out drilling for the last few weeks, drilling our gold discovery from last year that we made. It was a world-class intercept at 73.5 grams per ton over 7.5 meters. This was the follow-up program. So we've now completed 6 holes in and around that discovery hole. And today we announced that we completed our geophysics, or at least we got the data back from the program we flew about a month ago. And it's uncovered not only an extension on Ranger, but these interesting anomalies that run northeast, southwest along the trend. And they're just on the other side of the lake at Ranger. So Ranger's about 100 meters to the west of the lake. And these are just on the other side of the lake to the east.
Got it. So why is this significant for all of those that don't know?
Yeah, so it seems every time we go on the field, either doing prospecting or geophysics, we find a new target or something comes up at Ramp or at the Rotten Stone Southwest property. And this just goes to show like how greenfield this property is, how new it is, and how important it is to do early exploration. Because when you have a brand new site, you never know what you're going to find. And the more you work it, the more you uncover. So the story just keeps getting better here on our property.
Also, and if I may comment about that, I'm usually the one with the itchy trigger finger, if you would. I want to go feasibility study, let's build a mine, all that. Let's ramp it up, pun intended. It's important not to do that just because you want to make sure and figure out what exactly have, correct?
Yeah, you usually want to drill for a couple of years prior to getting into any economic study or pre-feasibility study. We literally drilled the first 4 holes ever on the property last year. That was back in March and April, and we didn't get the assays till June. And fast forward now to a year later, after being public for a year as well, now we have 6 holes in the ground. And we're looking to finish this program off somewhere between the range of 12 and 15 holes across the property.
Yeah, and what that's going to do is give it a lot better idea of what you have, and you're already assuming. I don't want to say that. I think you're already pretty well aware of what you have is really, really good, correct?
Yeah, so that intercept we hit, it's something like top 3% in the world for grading and width. And this program, we're using orientation on the core. So the more holes we put in the ground, we could get an idea of the mineralization depth and size. And then after this, you'll have to follow it up again with more drilling to really define how big the potential deposit can be. Last time we talked about Rush a little bit, and this is about 7 kilometers to the northwest of Ranger. We found copper in this green malachite staining at surface. So after the drill's done here at Ranger, we're gonna fly over there with the chopper, set down the drill on the drill pad, drill 2 to 3 holes into that, and see if we can make a copper discovery on top of our gold discovery.
All right, fantastic. So, work me through here. What's the game plan now moving forward? And yeah, what are you looking to accomplish now, really moving through the summer?
Yeah, so we still have, call it 30 to 40 days on site, maybe a bit longer. Right now, the drilling team's doing amazing. We're getting like somewhere between 70 and 80 meters a day, which is phenomenal for like this part of the country. It's still a bit cold up there, so everything's going well, but we're not getting these snowstorms and windstorms that they were getting in like January and February, where they couldn't even fly geophysics. So things are going according to plan there. What will happen is we'll finish this drill program, then send the core away to get assayed, and you could expect assays sometime in June. That's the current plan. That will give us the grade of the gold and copper and whatever else we find on site. And from there, we're just going to keep prospecting. We'll do a summer prospecting program, If all goes well, build a camp there beside the lake so we don't have to keep helicoptering in. And then ideally, you do a follow-up drill program with like 5 to 10,000 meters.
Got it. So a couple of things about that. By the way, are you out there camping?
I am not. Our two geos, Garrett and Brett, who actually staked the property and essentially founded the company with us, they're out there every day. I don't even think they've really taken a break, but they go home once in a while because they're from Saskatchewan. But their base camp is in Missinippi. If you check out my LinkedIn, actually, I posted a photo there of like the sunrise. It's actually a really nice spot, and the guys say it's basically like luxury camping, where sometimes you're in really remote areas, right?
Yeah, that's the life of a miner, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Let me ask you, because you bring up grade, you'll know the grade here relatively soon. I believe you said in June, correct?
Yeah.
What is the importance of grade? And I'm saying that rhetorically, but I want you to answer for myself, but I want you to answer that.
Well, grade is king. Now with inflation and the way the costs have arisen to actually build a mine, right? The grade is becoming more and more important. Back a few years ago, Eric Sprott's like main key driver was he's always looking for 100 gram meters, which is the grade times the width, right? Our first intercept was about 550 gram meters, which puts us in like the top 3%, right? But anywhere over that 100 mark is fairly good. You're going to be in the top percentiles of can you build a mine? But then you get infill drilling, and you have to see is it economically feasible. But the more holes you get in the ground, the better chance you get to making that feasible.
Got it. Would you say that grade is really your margin, if you would, in mining?
Yeah, grade is everything, right? But the higher the grade, the more margin you'll get on that bottom line.
Yeah, fantastic. Interesting. So, anything that you can tell me now going into the summertime here that you can share that investors should be looking out for?
Yeah, and just say like keep an eye out on PRs and the progress on site. Ramp hit an all-time high recently of I think $1.40 or $1.45. We've since corrected down to this dollar range due to some Trump tariff stuff and the whole inflation, stagflation coming back. But what we do know is nothing's changed on our property and the drills are turning. So this is the most exciting time. And if you haven't got involved in Ramp, it might be a good time to take a position and enjoy the ride with us up until these assays and when we release them.
Yeah. So just talking to my audience here, my viewers and listeners, Ramp is a sponsor of Natural Resource Stocks. And by all means, please check out Natural Resource Stocks daily, as we will post the press releases as well as these interviews. But also wanted to let you know I am an investor, a very happy investor. And I've said this on the air many times. Jordan approached me when this whole project was getting on. Probably my biggest regret. Not investing at the beginning. I laugh because it's true, but it's one of those things where at the time it's too early for me, but I do regret not getting in. But it's okay. It's still not too early for because I think now the best is yet to come.
Yeah, look, you got to follow the Lassonde curve, right? If you're at the very bottom of the Lassonde curve, it's super, super risky. No one's de-risked the property, zero holes yet on the property. Then you go drill a couple, you go climb that Lassonde curve a little bit, you de-risk it a bit. It's more comfortable for guys like you to get in, but you can still enjoy some decent gains riding it to the top of the Lassonde curve, right? I think the top of the Lassonde curve, if you look this up, Andy, I think it's the day they pour gold or around that time, right? So there's lots of time to get involved in junior mining companies, right? You don't have to necessarily be there from day one. You can join halfway through or even closer to building a mine. It all depends on your risk tolerance, right? And that's why we always like to say, right, Andy, DYOR, do your own research. This is not financial advice, but I am the CEO of Ramp Metals, so I like talking up our story.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you said that too, because you can trade the Lasanker, which I do, but also there's many times to get in, and just my own personal preference. Again, I was not a early investor, but I am an investor. And it's really, yeah, it's like, when are you comfortable getting into a really great story? So that's my two cents. Love to have you on again here, Jordan, as soon as you can, as soon as you get some news. And again, you can come on anytime.
Awesome. Thanks for having me again.
Yo, how can people find you, and what's your ticker?
Yeah, so our ticker's RAMP, R-A-M-P, like ramp it up. You could go to www.rampmetals.com. Our investor presentation's on there, contact information, and give me a follow on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. I'll put all of this in the show notes for all the viewers and the listeners. I'll be in the show notes on the Spotify podcast, the Apple podcast, and the YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Jordan.
Awesome. Thanks, Andy.